I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Like, I'm not one of those spiritual type guys, and I'd never experienced anything like that before. I had no idea that it would affect me so much.
Welcome to The Ghost Files. My name is Karina Machado, and I'm the author of Spirit Sisters, Where Spirits Dwell, and Love Never Dies. For decades, I've been listening to ordinary people tell me about their extraordinary experiences with the spirit world. Now, I'm going to share these moments with you, bringing you all new interviews every week with people who have a spooky story to tell. From seeing an apparition, to receiving signs from beyond and messages from late loved ones, plus so much more. What can an encounter with the dead teach us about living? Find out each week on The Ghost Files. Today, my guest on The Ghost Files podcast is Paul, a former Sydney radio announcer who in 2013 had a profound dream of his late mother that utterly transformed his life. Welcome, Paul. Thank you so much for joining us on The Ghost Files.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Before you begin sharing your experience, could you please tell us a little about yourself and where you were at in your life at the time preceding the powerful dream you had?
Basically, my mother had suddenly gotten very ill with quite a virulent form of cancer. So, it was a very, very quick thing. And unfortunately, my mother and I hadn't really ever had a good relationship. So when I saw her when she was ill, there were some issues that came out, and we basically, we had a big fight. And, I 3 months later, she'd passed away, and I still hadn't made peace with her.
You knew that she was unwell, but the moment of her passing came as an immense shock. You didn't actually know how sick she was. Is that right?
Yeah, I guess I sort of played it down because, you know, I knew she was very ill, but, you know, I put it out of my mind to try and deal with it as a sort of coping mechanism. I sort of buried my head in the sand a little bit. I have to say that it was, I was probably drinking like an absolute fish at the time as well to try and sort of self-medicate. Like I said earlier, my mother and I never really had a good relationship at all. And, I got the call from my niece one morning who just sort of said, you know, just called me out of the blue and said, look, Nana's died. And I was just in complete shock.
Goodness.
I just had no idea that there was a connection. It was like I've just been cut off at the knees. I just couldn't believe it. My dad had passed away 6 or 7 years previously, and I just found myself, you know, sort of standing in the backyard in Oyster Bay, just going, Jesus, I'm just all alone in the world. Like, she's gone. It was just so final. And then the guilt started to hit me because we'd had a massive row and I hadn't made peace. Because I didn't think it was going to be an issue. I thought, you know, she's going to be fine, and then we'll start talking again, you know, at some stage in the future. And all of a sudden, she died. You know,
goodness. And how long was it prior that you had seen her? When was the last time you'd seen her and you had had the massive row?
Oh, literally 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah, 90 days. Yeah.
Okay. And as you say, hearing the news of her death came as such a huge shock, and it brought up a lot of unresolved pain, and it sent you, Paul, on that downward spiral that it seemed like there was no escape from that.
Yeah, it was. It was fairly helpless, and I just wasn't in the right place at that time to sort of compartmentalize stuff. So I just did what probably a lot of people do, and they just bury their heads in the sand and just hope they wake up and it's all gone away. But yeah, it hadn't. So yeah, it's very, very shocking.
Very shocking. And so then what happened is extraordinary. Your mum came to you in a vivid dream. Tell us about that and what your state of mind was like when you went to bed that night that you had the dream and what unfolded.
You know, I touched on self-medicating before. When she passed away, I hit it hard. Like you wouldn't believe. I just wanted to drink myself into absolute oblivion. You know, I'm quite serious. It was a tangible thing. Like that was the only way I could actually not just be an emotional wreck, if you like. So that lasted, you know, a good week of just smashing it.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say your grief was so profound.
Oh, it was incredible. Like I had no idea that somebody that I didn't even particularly like at the time, I had no idea that it would affect me so much. It was just incredible. I was racked with guilt. Like you wouldn't believe. And she came to me in a dream and it was fleeting. And she just said, look, everything's okay.
Mm.
And that was amazing.
Wow. And so could you take us a little bit into this extraordinary dream that went on to have such profound effects in your life? Like what was the setting and what did your mum look like? Did you, you know, I think in an earlier chat that we had, you told me you could smell her and feel her. Tell us about, give us the details.
She looked healthy because when she was ill, she was very gaunt. She actually had put on weight. You know, it looked like about, you know, she looked like she was about, you know, 20 years younger. And, you know, I can just hear her voice, and just the smell, like it was my mum, you know, like I swear to God that it was my mother. That wasn't, you know, just a random dream. Like everything was all of a sudden very clear and the colors were, you know, very vivid and that sort of stuff. And it was mum. It was, you know, and I woke up with a start. You know, I just didn't really know what had actually happened.
And Paul, in the dream, was it a setting like life, a normal kind of a room, or was it a landscape? Where did you meet and how did you feel in the dream?
It happened, it was just in Sydney, which was quite interesting because my mother passed away in New Zealand. But it was just literally, the dream literally went for probably 25 seconds. And I woke up and I was just like, God, my mother's visited me in my dream. I just, you know, it was just, was quite blown away at it actually.
Okay. And so you'd been feeling these dreadful feelings of guilt, these very distressed emotions. When you woke up with that knowledge that your mum had visited you and that this, what you'd experienced wasn't just any old normal dream, how were you feeling in terms of those old experiences of guilt? Were they gone?
They'd started to, that started a process of me thinking about it and going, well, maybe it is okay. And I didn't really, I mean, I just didn't know what to do. I'm not one of those spiritual type guys, but by any stretch of the imagination, and I'd never experienced anything like that before. And quite frankly, if I'd bumped into somebody on the street who told me that, I just would have said, oh, that's, you know, just a bunch of spiritual horse shit. You know, forgive the expression. So I didn't really know what to do with that, if that makes sense.
Yes. Yes, it does, especially given the strange turn of events that went on to happen, because something quite strange went on to happen that involved us meeting a few days later. Could you tell our listeners what happened there, please, Paul?
Yeah, well, that was the remarkable thing. So I run a Facebook page in New South Wales, and it's a community Facebook page, and you happen to be a member of that page, Karina, which I found out. And for some reason, a set of circumstances had come to pass where, and I can't remember exactly how this happened, but we interviewed you for our Facebook page as you know, somebody in our neighborhood that had written a book and you know, that sort of stuff. And I'm like, okay, well, let's do an interview. And I took some camera gear because I've got a background in, you know, sort of AV and that sort of stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, I drove around the corner, like you literally lived, you know, 800 meters away from my house. And yeah, I met Karina Machado. And I had no idea who you were. I was in such a state, such a mental fog that the notes I've been given about you, I pretty much read at your house while we were setting up the equipment. I didn't know what your book was about. I didn't know who you were. You know, I sort of went through the notes in bullet point, and you were talking about a book you'd authored called Love Never Dies.
That's right. Yep.
And then, you know, so I wasn't really taking anything in, but then you started talking about people being contacted by loved ones in their dreams, and then I was like, this is just ridiculous. And, you know, I said, it was actually that day, like I had the dream, and that day I'd actually met you. And I remember just sitting there with you just going, that happened to me last night. That what you're writing about in this book happened to me last night. My mother passed away a week ago, visited me in my dream, and I'm sitting with Karina Machado, who's probably one of the, you know, sort of world's experts in these sort of, you know, occurrences. And I just couldn't believe it. I just couldn't, yeah, it was just, I think I actually, you know, I think I broke down, which is pretty unprofessional of me, but
it was certainly an unusual and very beautiful turn of events. Did you take it as a confirmation from your mum that all is well and that the dream was real?
Yeah. So look, I don't know if you remember the meeting between you and I that well, but like I said to you, what we're talking about in this interview happened to me last night exactly. And then I think we stopped rolling for a second and I just had a chat with you, and, you know, it wasn't anything too heavy or anything like that. But what happened is you validated that dream.
Wow.
And you gave me a couple of examples of this and said, well, look, you know, this is often, you know, this often happens. Just, you know, I literally from that day, I just got on with it. You know, I stopped drinking. Just everything became clearer, and the guilt went, and it just went.
That is like, just wonderful.
From that meeting, like I could go to bed at night and I wasn't racked with guilt, because mum had come to me in my dream and just looked at me and said, look, it's all okay. And you validated that, and that problem gone.
That's why I do this work, because these stories and these encounters are profoundly healing and transformative. Paul, I want to ask you a question that I'm going to ask all of my guests on The Ghost Files, and that is, what did your encounter with the dead teach you about living life in the here and now?
Look, to be honest with you, like I haven't overthought it, if you like. I've sort of, you know, I've taken the situation in meeting Karina Machado, like straight afterwards, and having you know, having something like that validated is just like a gift. And look, I'm not one of those, you know, love the universe types, and, you know, all the spiritualness and all that sort of thing. I just took it for what it was, and just got on with my life. Really. And, you know, that was just the most amazing thing, because I've never been one to do counseling or anything like that, but I can imagine, you know, it would take you some years of working through therapy to get to the point where I'm at now after a 2 or 3 minute conversation with you.
Following the visit from your mother, which I think was the hinge here. That's what enabled the healing, and the meeting with me was almost, as you say, a further gift from her of confirmation. Yeah. And, you know, we cannot begin to fathom the mystery, but the effects are certainly so pronounced, and, you know, those healing effects. So I thank you so much for sharing your story today with us, Paul. It's absolutely beautiful, and it speaks certainly to the healing power of these stories. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for opening up the Ghost Files with us. I'm Karina Machado, and we'll be back next week with more true life tales of spooky encounters. So please subscribe so you catch every episode. In the meantime, you can check out my other podcast about mysteries and marvels, Spirit Sisters, based on my best-selling book. Thanks again, and we'll catch you next time for more Goosebumps.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.